I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Check 1, 2. I wonder if there's anybody that is similar how they are in person to the internet. I wonder what the wildest
like discrepancy.
Yeah, from someone.
Biggest gap.
By the way, net positive. What's going on, everybody? We out here. What's the date?
December 1. Welcome to December,
ladies and gentlemen. This show's. I say this every time, but the show's absolutely stacked.
Yeah,
absolutely stacked. Alex Lagos in the house.
Yep.
Andrew's in the house. And our guest,
yep.
Shama Rema is here, everyone.
Yes,
is that how you say your last name?
Rema.
Rema. You know Rema. What's funny?
Yeah.
Is that me and Caleb talked about that when they introduced you. Shama was on our shows in Greenville.
Yeah.
And you go, like, you know, when you're introducing the next comic, goes, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Shama. And you just go by Shama.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was like, Shama.
Because you're a one name guy?
No. Are you?
Dude, no, I'm trying to do that share thing, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
Fabio.
Bono.
Drake. Yep. Yeah.
Nice.
No, I try to, but my last name.
What some of the black comics do is you put comedian in front. So it's, ladies and gentlemen, comedian Shama.
Yeah.
Or like, ooh. That, or like they put a something like that.
A Lil, maybe? Maybe a
Lil, yeah. Yeah.
Shama, maybe? Yeah.
Or a number. Know. Put a number before it. 21.
21 Shama. You already know
Shama,
what to do.
Shama is like the perfect where there should be a last name, like yeah. Pronunciation wise. Yeah. Shama.
Yeah.
And everybody goes,
Shama
Ranks.
Shama Rema. But then they're like, hey, Shama, but what is that? What
yeah, that's
a,
yeah.
I get ma'am a lot over the phone. I get Shama's also like a popular female name
is
in
it?
Arabic. Yeah, it means like light or something.
How often have you found yourself at Cracker Barrel on the keychains?
Never.
Okay.
Never. I spin the displays though.
Yeah, no, there's no Shamas in there.
I'm going to get a coaster.
You'll
John.
Get one in there.
One of these days, yeah. I'm going to get a mug. I'm going to get a tie-dye towel. I don't know.
You just got to order one for yourself, I think. It loosens up, but yeah, I just had to.
You remember when those Coke bottles were going around? Share a Coke with somebody.
Yeah,
but a then friend had one made for me, and I really thank him.
Oh yeah, because you can make one for yourself.
Shout out to Carl. Yeah,
yeah. My friend Rachel made me one a long time ago, but there was like then they didn't want to be like racist, so then they have like a name that hey nobody has this name. In like the gas station in like
yes
in like Clarksville, Tennessee. Yep. I go hey there's no, I don't even want to say it, but yeah. I go hey there's no this here like.
Share a Coke with DeMarleon.
Thank you. That's to see where there's I like teed that up, and I go, yeah, hey, Shama, you take this one.
Please throw this down. Yeah. Hammer this one home.
You take this one. I'm just going to lob it up there for you, then you hit it.
Hey, you know how it is, man. You need a cosign these days. What you got? Hold on. Hey, I got it.
There's no this a, here.
His yeah. credit, his yeah.
Well, because the thing
his race
the...
credit ain't that good, so I'm gonna come and help
I'm
him with this one. Hold on. This one.
Yeah, you're good. How much is this? How much you want this lease for?
Yeah.
$10,000? Right, I'll sign off on this. He can probably pay this back.
Yeah, I can. I get a lot. I'm like, hey, do that Rachel Dolezal bit, and then you go in, but you can't launch into that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I think we got in trouble. I think once or twice for the. Oh, we did a. We got an angry email because I said what was the Chick-fil-A thing?
Oh, it was a blackface bit.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a blackface.
No,
bit.
It was when it was me outside of the Chick-fil-A, and they have like your to-go orders.
Yeah,
and they go DeMarleon, and I go. I'm not DeMarleon.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to be in any kind of way.
Yeah.
But I go, no.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Dude, in the future, if that happens again, you just need to break into like, into what is it called? You got served? Like, what up? Yeah.
You just assume that identity.
What would be the opposite? What's a stereotypical, if you make fun of a white guy, what's the name? Like Connor or something like that.
Jason, yeah, Tyler, Connor.
Tyler. Yeah. Yeah. So is there a Tyler?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm not Tyler.
Until a Tyler shows up.
Yeah,
like,
a stacked show, ladies and gentlemen. First of all,
speaking of stacked shows,
we were just me and Shama just did a weekend of shows in Greenville.
Awesome,
fun.
It was unbelievable.
Fun,
yeah, we told some stories about that about the lady giving me the coin.
Oh yeah,
out of pocket, dude, way out of pocket.
Wild. So
this week we're going to Irvine, California. Those shows are all sold out. Palm Beach, those still have tickets left. And then Miami, end of December, sold out. Huntsville, beginning or middle, end of January, still has tickets. Bowling Green sold out of the second show. Cincinnati sold out of the second show. Saginaw, Michigan, Indianapolis sold out of the second show. Shipshawana, Indiana sold out of the second show. And then we're into like April. Mm-hmm. And then there's like 70 more dates.
Yep.
So wherever you live, I'm coming there.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Pretty much.
Describing.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be out there. We be out there.
And then also, we got to let people know we're going to be going into the new year.
Yeah.
Moving all the full episodes of this podcast over to the Net Positive Clips channel.
The clips.
So
the
if clip. You follow the clips channel now, you're seeing like daily clips and everything over there. But yeah. If you want to see the full episode starting January 5th, that's when we're going to start moving everything there.
You know what I just had to do?
So go subscribe now is the point.
I just had to go in the Net Positive email.
Yeah.
I had to unsubscribe from the it sends you a message when people subscribe to the YouTube. Mm-hmm. I was getting too many.
Yeah.
I go, wait, I can't be seeing every
time.
Yeah,
you need a filter there.
Yeah, so that's out. Yeah, because it's growing. So we're moving the YouTube. If you're watching this, we're going over to the, what is it, Net Positive Clips?
Right now it's Net Positive Clips. Once time comes to put episodes there, we'll switch it to just Net Positive.
At January 1st or 5th. January 5th. Yeah. All right, we'll be over there. Shama Rama, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeezer.
Top, you got your set ready for tonight?
He's going man.
He's going on the show at Zany's.
Let's go.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Have you done Zany's?
I've not, no. This will be my first time.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
Sean,
I
you'll
did.
Be there, right? You'll be there?
I'm going to come through. Yeah.
Is Zany's known by comics around as a good club?
Yeah. In the South. Yeah. Well, no, that's the top. It's a top. Is there A-list rooms, B-list rooms, and C-list rooms? That's everybody. That's an A room.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. So like some of the great, like the big comics, you go to like the Opry or you go to the Ryman or Bridgestone Arena or the Civic Center or the TPAC, but you still want to play Zany's.
Cool.
Some of the places, is there a theater in Greenville?
There's a handful. Yeah. The Peace Center downtown.
Like a 1500 seater or something.
I think
like
so,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where like your
cool.
people can play there.
What next time we go back to Greenville, we'll probably be up there.
Dude, that'll be fun, man. It's right downtown too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fun. This weekend, I was back home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it was like Saturday night. And I go, let me go down to the club, like the comedy club. That's just like, and I go, let me get see. If, and I message the guy. I was like, hey, the first place I ever did comedy was in Atlanta.
Nice.
I go, can I come through? He goes, I mean, yeah, dude. I probably manipulated the situation a little bit because somebody goes, well, here's his number, the booker. And I go, I don't know if this is manipulative or not, but I would like, let me use the Instagram leverage, mm-hmm. my account. To send him there. Otherwise, what am I going to say in a text? Hey, it's John Christ. I'm a comedian.
How did you use it? So you DM'd instead?
Yeah, because I'm like verified and have followers. And you can just look for video and go, oh, okay, this guy's a comedian.
I think that's smart.
Yeah. That's
and you're doing the work for him. He doesn't have to research.
Right. He's going to go have to do that. I wonder what I would say. Like if you were trying to get a spot at Zany's, what would you say?
Dude, I'm bad at this, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm bad at like promoting myself.
Yeah, you're not good at it.
People are like, you gotta hit them hard. That's what I'm like, you gotta hit them hard. I gotta abuse my people on social media.
Who's Ari from Entourage is your agent?
You dropping merch, you gotta hit them hard every day, every hour. Remind them that you got merch. And you're like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
That is different because you're asking too.
Yeah.
Like you're like, can I?
Get them.
Yeah,
you got to hit them from. Yeah. So
right.
I like to put out. Well, that's why I think we've talked about this before about the algorithm. Everybody complains about the algorithm. Mm-hmm. The algorithm. I go, I'm not complaining about it
because
if it's good,
it'll
go to the stars.
Bottom line.
It will.
Yep. Yeah.
And if it's bad, you don't want people seeing it.
People vote. People vote with their eyes. And people vote with their time.
And they get it wrong some. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, that was a fire piece of content. It didn't go. But I would prefer. This to how it used to be is just everything would just go to your people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had to hope you had an aunt
that would it was that out there like we love him. Yeah.
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 That would then you'd hope it'd go. Now it'll go like you would never have Instagram. I never had an Instagram video go more than 200,000 views prior to 2019.
That's crazy.
And now it'll go to 20 million. Mm-hmm. Facebook always kind of had the...
Right. Facebook
was wild.
Absurd numbers, dude. Yeah, you'd have
Facebook
somebody,
is still wild.
They have everybody there.
Yeah, everybody's there.
It's like one in every... Or two in every seven people on Earth are on Facebook.
Dude.
If you titled a video, Sweet Potatoes 10 Ways, you're
gone.
That's it. Hang it up, dude.
You walk in any Cracker Barrel in America, are you
the Sweet Potato 10 Ways guy?
Hold on. What do people say they know you from?
VeggieTales Remix. I made a song called VeggieTales Remix way back when.
So when people, you're out somewhere and somebody recognizes you, they say, are you the guy from...
VeggieTales guy? And I'm like,
okay,
yeah,
so it's
me.
it's not
Loose Cannon guest speaker. That's another one that I've done, like a series I've done.
But it's not social, it's not platform related.
Usually just videos, just stuff that YouTube. I don't know where people
so
have
they
seen
just
it.
Say they don't know where they've seen it.
I don't know. Well, I heard your song at a place or whatever, like a conference or something. You're the guy.
I had seen you on the guest speaker things before John introduced me to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Loose Cannon guest speaker.
Those are wild. Me and my friend PD, shout out to PD, man. We just be writing the wildest stuff. And then we'll still find a pastor who says worse. We're like, dude, we need to amp up our game, dude.
They keep raising the bar.
These guys, these villains are worse. And we're trying to be villains.
I think that I always had this kind of idea about guy, this video that we put out today that is doing numbers,
so
by the way.
Funny, man.
Again, not that we look at it. We don't look at it. We just like the art. We just like the... We don't... Yeah, but...
Of a million views are mine, though, I will say.
Yeah, take them, dude. Take 100%. But we go... we everybody's like the art. How does videos come together or something? I go...
Yeah.
He was coming to the shows on the weekend. He lives in Greenville. I go, dude, we should shoot this video... The day before,
yeah,
we should shoot this video. Guy who cares more about his church than Jesus. And then we set up
a Apple note. Yeah.
A shared note. And nice. We just started just
freaking killing it. Just right.
And then the next day we're just like, dude, come here. And then we shot it in what? 20 minutes
or something, yeah.
Did you see the comments of people being like, how long did you guys take to shoot this? The sun went down and came back up before you finished. Because you can see the sun setting and the way you guys cut it.
That's on me, bro. I was like, hey, let's shoot it at 5.
Yeah.
And then, sunset's at like 5:30. So like the 20 minutes that we shot at, the sun.
Well, I go, all right.
Well, you can't put them all in order. So it's like the sun's going to be moving.
I think they were in order. Yeah. And then I go, hey, move some of them.
Right.
And then because, all right. So it's funny, but you know the same thing, Alex. When like trying to work with another creative person, you're like, because I go, you want to shoot it off a cell phone? And he goes, well, we have our guy.
Yeah.
I go, all right.
Yeah.
But everybody, I've worked with, shout out Justin Danger Nunnally. He goes, dude, meet me on Broadway. And he had like a kind of an idea. And then Dane the Great, also a buddy of mine, he goes, I got this idea. Like, no script, no anything.
Right.
And sometimes it comes together, but some other people, especially when I work with actors, they're like 2 days before, they're like, where's the script?
Yeah.
I go,
yeah,
it's not. So another creator that we've never worked together before, he goes, meet at 5. I go, what? But I go, maybe they know something.
Wait, why is that a what to you?
Because it's going to be dark in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
but I go, what? Why? But I go, well, maybe I'm not, you don't want
to
put
the sun wasn't going to be too hot, because usually, man, if we did like middle of the day, the sun would have been like,
oh, we didn't take it daylight savings time. That's what we messed up.
That was dude. That was right there.
But then every time in like the creative process, if the presentation is good enough, somebody go, oh no, this is part of the joke.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they thought this.
And I knew. I mean, I had the light and stuff, so I knew it was like, hey, we're going.
I don't see too many videos being made at dark.
Not by choice.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with the bit. It's like maybe if it was
then afterwards,
guys coming out of a club.
My buddy Chase was like, dude, it's going to look like we've been shooting all day. And I was like, that's good. That's because we planned this. Yeah, thank
been
you.
It's revisionist history right
you
there.
Already we've know.
Been out here.
We knew.
Well, I was telling Alex before you walked in, like the premise of the video, it's like, when I get in trouble for videos or when I miss on videos, it's where when I come too hard.
Yeah.
Like it's too everybody like the from my I've been making videos for 10 plus years. It's this would be funny if it weren't so true. People been saying that about my videos for and I'm like, this is hilarious because I have like a warped sense of humor. But people are like, man, if I miss, that's where I miss.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Or too they go, goodness, dude.
Close to home.
Yeah, but I my church is not like that, but everybody been to that church. And the reason why the video is going viral is what do you say?
I mean, there's who Del Close, I think, the father of improv comedy,
like
once said that, you know, make people laugh and while their mouths are open, pour in truth. And so it's like, hey,
I know what our quote graphic's going to be.
Make people laugh, you know? And then also you're like, hey, also, churches spend $500,000 on lights. Yeah. You know? Then they're like, oh, wait a second. Yeah. You know?
And that's so a great, if there's a great
like
way to a say
good, there's a way that you can like, you could deliver the medicine, and make people laugh, and while their mouths are open, pour in truth. Yeah, it's all close.
I wish I could say that I do that. I sometimes, every now and then, I can do
you
that.
I mean, you just tuck the medicine in the food. Yeah, you know, like how you do for a dog,
like and in the bologna.
I think that there's a way that you do the delivery.
Yeah.
on like a video like that.
That's
the
a great
delivery
way to
works.
It. Yeah,
where it's you're like, oh man, it's fun. These. Oh wait
it's
a
like
second.
We're kind of being dumb.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like not because yeah, if you go, but if you write a blog about how churches spend too much money, they're too celebrity focused. That's going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
right.
Not sharing. That's nothing is happening with that.
Yeah.
You go, and then they go, all right. Mm-hmm. And what's if that is like, it's endearing enough where if you do it, you go, we do this, but also this is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And also, so it's like more, it's like,
when done well, I mean, people don't know if
when
it's...
When done well,
if
is he
when done well.
I was like, are you quoting him?
Yeah. When, yeah. The when other great well. Improvised philosopher, you know, if you well. Do it well, people people don't
cut
know the
joke.
Difference.
That's a terrible joke. Yeah.
So dumb.
When done well. Yeah. When done well once said...
People don't know. People don't know if it's a joke. You know, it's one of those things where like the loose cannon, people are like, who is this guy?
But it's
do the loose, who is, he can't say that. Dude, one of the jokes that I have is loose cannon guest speaker is, I guess I'm trans because I've been transformed. And then people are like, oh my whoa. Gosh. My friends are like, dude, you can't say that. I'm like, no, I can't. But this loose cannon guest speaker.
It's not me.
He can't.
It's him.
He's horrible. He's, you know, he's got to say that.
Well, that's like, I'm not sure.
He's been transformed and he doesn't know. He can't call himself. He doesn't know.
So it's like if you're like that, this guy, the loose cannon guy or the guys inviting the church, this was too far. Like, yeah, we agree.
Yeah, we're on your side. Yeah.
We're on your team.
It works
every
time. Because you're in it too. Like you guys are in that community.
He's like, wow, this was too far. I go, that's why. that's what the joke is. Right. Not where's
dude,
that? Yeah.
Some friends and I, we wrote a song called it's called the Worship Song that we put out 3 years ago.
Oh,
two years ago, 2020. And we just made a fake worship song.
Yeah.
The hook is like, this is the chorus. We're singing the chorus. Loud and triumphant. We're singing. And my friend like who produced it, Andrew Simmons, like he just was like, hey, the drums got to be flat. The vocals got to be this way because it needs to sound
like
a fake worship song.
You're like, yeah.
And it took off. And I remember having some people who work at labels here in Nashville. One guy from Integrity Music was like, hey, man, love that song. I listened to 80... He's like, I listen to like 80 to 100 songs a day, and I want to send him your fake song to tell him just do this. You know,
you're like, no,
don't do that.
Please
that's
don't.
What
please don't do that.
Yeah, don't make it repetitive.
People are like, oh, like, LOL, this video. Also, come to so and so this weekend.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no, you're doing it.
Yeah, I bet money churches are gonna download that video and upload and be like, we're not like this. I'm like, no, you are. You are, no, and you missed the joke. You're bad twice.
You missed twice.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude. This week's episode, by the way, once again, dude, brought to us by, I'd say brought to you, but I'm a part of it too.
Yeah.
Manscaped, the goats of, what's this genre of business? The goats of male.
Grooming.
Yeah, there you go. Male grooming.
Yeah.
All right. You know what's funny about this?
What?
I by the way, I have permission to share this. Well, let's just say from the top. Manscaped.com, use the promo code NetPositive. You get 20% off your order, correct?
Correct.
20% off your order with the code NetPositive. 20% off shipping at manscaped.com. All right, I got another.
20% off and free shipping.
20% off both.
Yes.
With the promo code NetPositive. I got another box from them.
Nice.
I don't know if I don't know how I got two.
Okay.
Maybe one's supposed to go to you.
I would love one.
Okay. You know, the Weed Whacker?
Yes.
The Weed Whacker is, it's like a nose hair trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the men's grooming, they have everything, by the way.
Yeah.
It's mostly below the belt. Is the best way to say that?
Below the belt men's grooming.
Yeah. But you can, I use it for my armpits.
Mm-hmm. It's full body. Like,
yeah,
they've evolved
body.
To full body now.
But it's not for the face.
No.
Yeah. Because you need
they do have, I believe they do sell razors, but like they made... They made their name on the rest of the body.
What are people doing prior to this?
Who knows?
Because everybody had one.
Hacking away.
No, you go one for everything.
Ah, I see what you're trying to get at there.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't have to touch that topic. Anyway, they're all like very manly named products.
Right.
And one of them is it's a nose hair trimmer. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend goes, "Can I have this?"
Oh.
I go, "What?" She goes, and I go, she goes, "You don't really have hair, and like you're not, you don't need this."
You're like, "I don't have hair because I have this weed whacker."
When you get the package, I open it up, I go, "Oh, there's all this." She goes, "Oh, what's going on over there?" So,
"Oh, you got gifts and I didn't."
Yeah. She goes, "Oh, what's going on over there?" Yeah. So the weed whacker is now been confiscated and is now in the hands of my girlfriend. Can I mention this? Mm-hmm. And she goes, yes, because other women will understand this. But it's not for women.
I wonder if there is not a good nose trimmer on the female side of things.
There might not be.
And maybe they've just cornered the market.
An untapped market.
Yeah.
If ladies get the full bundle,
the platinum package. Get the 4. Platinum package.
Oh, I also got a t-shirt in mine. I got the boxers and nice. I got the
did you get the sweet case?
Yeah, I got all that.
That thing is
sick. I got
sick.
Everything on there. Yeah. And half of it was taken by my girlfriend. But if you get it for a gift for somebody, you can get it all. And then it comes in unbelievable. The presentation was great. Mm. You know, like when you get a new pair of I was going to say Balenciaga, but they're in trouble these days. So we don't mention them.
Very true.
If you get like a new pair of like Yeezys, well, he's in trouble too. Shoot. if you get a new,
just running out of
if you get a new pair of like Oakleys, they come in like the presentation is the best, like the influencer package. It's like you're getting an influencer package.
Yeah. Well, in that platinum package 4.0 is the lawnmower, the weed whacker, the 2-in-1 shampoo conditioner, body wash deodorant, crop preserver.
Yeah, I got that.
That's anti-chafing deodorant. That's great. Crop Reviver, which is a nice little spray.
Yeah.
Give a little spritz. And the Magic Mat.
The guy coming up with the names is, give that guy a raise.
He actually, used to own a landscaping company. Yeah. He just found his way into this.
Switch over.
I'll just stay with it.
What's it? Manscaped.com.
Yep.
Promo code NETPOSITIVE, 20% off your whole order and free shipping.
I'm in a silly mood, dude.
I'm in a silly, goofy mood, dude.
He
roasted Integrity Music.
Integrity. Just because that's the one that reaches out. Integrity. I know nothing about them, but
what if I had an Integrity tattoo? What if I had an Integrity Music? I will say another thing, though. Like, church people, dude, they can't tell the difference in satire.
No.
It's like water on a duck's back. He's funny. Dude, I went to a camp with a guest speaker like that.
Yeah.
And like, you should have never gone.
You should not that go there anymore.
That guy should stop. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
they don't know. Like,
that's not right.
Where the, I would, as a creative, I would say sometimes I don't know what the line is either.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I shouldn't speak for you, but I have and still think that the local church might be the only hope.
Oh, I have
for America.
So mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm in no exaggeration.
Yeah,
but that being said, we cannot have pastors with jets.
No,
I couldn't be more like, because I want to see this group succeed.
Yeah,
but we get every time we make a video like this, there is. I would say hate, but not in quotes.
Yeah.
Like, we're not part of the solution, maybe. And I hear
that. The person screaming outside of the building where you're like, no, I also go, I go to a small church I enjoy it. That's the same thing, but I'm like, you know, my pastors are cool. They're both named Michael. They have to be cool.
Yeah, they're chill.
They're white, just in case anybody's wondering.
No one was wondering.
No one I just wanted to clarify, Mike and Michael.
You know why we weren't wondering? Huh. Because black churches don't have two pastors.
There you go.
Do they?
No. They got one.
They got a top. They got a top. White churches suits. Love like hey, look, a group of pastors.
Pastoral staff.
Yeah, dude.
The teaching pastor.
Yeah.
When did that start?
I don't even know. My favorite hobby, though, is to go on church websites and just scroll through their about page. I'm joking. Dude, it'll be like the coordinations pastor.
What
my favorite is
do?
The pastor of care. And I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah. The non-teaching pastor.
Shouldn't that be everybody?
Yeah. They're like, no. Everybody kind of they got ahead of themselves. Yeah. So they had to hire this 97-year-old pastor emeritus everybody down.
I think I did a church in, Bree is the girl's name, a friend of mine from like college. She took I'm trying to remember what this church was, but it was South Dakota. And when I used to do churches, I'd go and look around.
Yeah.
And I looked on theirs and they had the online campus pastor. I go, what's he doing? What is the online campus pastor doing?
Just scrolling.
Just liking people's things.
Just scrolling
what
in the spirit.
What is he doing?
Just dude, scrolling.
Did y'all ever see, I think it was Life Church. Dude, they got a church in the metaverse. Y'all
yeah, people sent me that. People have sent me that.
And
it's
what they had one thing. It was like the they did like a Chris. They did like a launch in December a couple of years ago, and they had still a building though. So you can so you walk in, and they had like you could throw snowballs into like a freaking pegboard or something. Wait a second, and they had greeters. I'm like, wait, so y'all did church in the metaverse, and you just made it look like the universe. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like this is we already got bad gimmicks. Greeters who are bad at small talk, bad, and then you know what I mean.
The greeter has to log in
right
on 9 a.m.
I gotta see his torso up, no arms, hands.
I just pulled it up, and their tagline is to reach people no one else is reaching. Like who's here that isn't already there?
People with social anxiety. The tagline
should be to reach people who can afford an Oculus Quest. Specific kind of people.
An Oculus Quest.
Look at it. It is the same.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
It's the same building.
Dude, okay, here's one. Oh,
why is it they don't have torsos? That's all they have.
So, dude, I
how
saw
baptisms
one.
Baptisms work?
I got on a kick, man. I saw this one. It was like a campus. He's like the metaverse pastor. I don't know where he was saying that they ran out of space. They had to buy a new building in the metaverse. And I went, dog.
They prayed about it. They prayed about it first.
On top of each other, dude.
What is
there's
this?
There's no physical pain, dude. Dude, it's not real. You're not out of space, man. People can stand shoulder to shoulder. It doesn't matter, dude.
People can fly. Yeah.
I can see through the person ahead of me.
He could be on the stage.
Yeah.
I saw that.
It's not real.
I saw this on TikTok. There was like this, like you know, in the parking lot. You used to see that in high school, where like everybody meet in the parking lot with like their cars that they just washed. It's not like nice cars, but like kind of in the Walmart, they all go to the corner. It's one of those things that, like when you have a car show that's like on the books, they have like a certain spot. Some of them are just informal meetups.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like,
you put neon lights on the bottom of your Honda
and
Civic.
And the six guys in your city that have a Saturday night, we're going to meet. At the gas station. That gas station down on Broadway by the McDonald's sometimes does that.
They got a lot of motorcycles.
Yeah, a lot of bikes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the TikTok was they had one of these in the metaverse.
Huh.
And a guy had like a monster truck and just drove over all and the guys were like, hey, man, get out of here. They were like, it's not real, dude. But it didn't. And they were like defended. I go, yeah, but it didn't. He's like, screw these guys.
You disrespected my select ones and zeros that I had programmed.
In the eye, he's like, hey, man, get out of here. It's like disrespectful.
Have you seen the ones where the guys playing poker? They're playing poker in the metaverse. And it's the same thing. Like, it's not real facial expression. So you can just say whatever you want to.
Yeah.
Dudes go into rooms and just ruin the table for people. Gosh.
Yeah. He's like, hey, remember, this is not real.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then sometimes people like do metaverse things in real life. I go, no, this is real over here. Yeah. Oh, you're going to prison for that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought I used to do this on Grand Theft Auto all the time. You can't do it. Yeah.
Dude, I have a friend who's a teacher, and he said like one of the biggest dilemmas is that kids now, they just treat their phones like black holes.
Yeah.
They don't know. So a kid at his school that he used to work at took posted a picture of like a gun and was like, don't come to school tomorrow. Well, guess what? The FBI had to show up. They had to shut down school. And that kid was like, it was a meme. It was a meme.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
And you're like,
well,
hey, you can't put that on Snapchat.
You did metaverse in real life.
In real life.
Yeah.
Now the real life is clapping back.
Yeah. If you say, in Grand Theft Auto, you can slap a cop.
Yeah.
In real life, you're going to prison.
I mean, you can still slap a cop, though.
Yeah, you probably still slap. Unfortunately,
but you have to face the repercussions.
Yeah, you can still slap one.
I'm not for slapping cops. Yeah. So I'm saying,
wait. We talked about this when I walked in. Everybody's going to want to know about this. We should have teased this at the beginning, but the pod works where we have a what's the best way to describe it? We have like a group text, and we shoot things in there.
Yep.
To talk about.
Yeah.
Me, Alex, and Shama all walked in with the same topic. I go, the drummer? And everybody goes, the drummer. The drummer.
Drummers,
and the drummers. Okay, set it up. You want
to
set it up?
You want to get to it right now?
Yeah, when you get to it. Yeah. Okay.
You set it up, Alex.
So this is, I found it scrolling TikTok.
Okay, you found it on your feed.
On my feed.
Okay.
TikTok said, this is for you.
And it is.
And it was. They were right.
That's what I said. The algorithm. They were right. The algorithm that they got. Now you got me on this one. I needed this.
They were absolutely right.
Have you ever seen those TikToks where the girl, like, let me scroll through your TikTok and see how long until there's like a thirst trap? Ooh, and then nice. If it's like before 10, like you're done or
you're
something.
Flagged.
Oh, yeah. Because if my Instagram and yours, or my, it probably looks similar.
Yeah.
I would say. Mm-hmm. You have kids.
I mean, it's comedy, camera equipment, film stuff.
All right, see, mine doesn't do any of that.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't do camera equipment.
Comedy, that's, yeah. This,
camera equipment?
Yeah, dude, I'm like a camera nerd, dude. I'm like a production nerd.
I've never seen something like that ever. Yeah, what's on yours?
A lot of this type of stuff.
It is.
Basically, anything you see me bring up every week when we come in here, that's basically my feed. Yeah. So,
you know what? We work hard, but the algorithm is working harder.
That's right.
They are working.
That's right. They should get a production credit on every podcast.
They should, the algorithm. All right. So what is it?
So this is a church in Texas. Okay. It looks like a rehearsal for like a Christmas service.
Okay. By the way, this video is going everywhere.
It's huge.
Dude, I've seen it. I don't want to take credit, but I found it on this guy's personal page on my Instagram.
I found it. The guy who posted it, by the way, posted it sincerely.
Yeah.
Not like a production. This is a joke.
Yeah.
Because we've missed on that before.
On
the pastor's like, I think this is like a meme page.
Right.
And you go, this is their page.
His other videos are like him smoking a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And him like,
so it was him just sort of like pressing wood.
He was like going to, I looked at his page. He was going to Ireland to like teach the other churches about production.
No.
So he's like,
this is impressive. This is wild.
Teaching churches how to do production, does he just mean like, yeah, y'all could hang a couple of drummers in here?
Yeah.
Kind of run them on.
Okay, so this is a sizable church.
Yeah.
And then they have, just describe it for people who haven't seen it.
It's a borderline arena, I think.
it's like a half arena.
It's above a theater, but below an arena.
Yeah. And they have, have you ever been to like, who does this like at shows? Like Adele? No, probably like
Travis Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Where they like fly.
Kanye had the moving stage.
They do like the dancers or whatever.
They
like
have,
girls.
They're like a, they're, basically they have six or seven drummers that are suspended in the air on tracks. Winter Jam did this with John Cooper at the beginning of the Skillet set. That's the only time I've seen this before at an arena. Travis Scott.
And you were losing your mind.
And I was
right?
like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Yeah. So they said, so this guy is posting about how he showed the rehearsal.
Right.
Yeah.
Of all these drummers
getting it
in there. And the Christmas service starts next week or something like that. And everybody is crushing it, mm-hmm. crushing it. What I'm saying is, what church has seven drummers? I haven't been to a church that has one good one
straight
in
up.
A while.
One and a backup one, you're lucky.
And neither of them are getting paid.
No.
Now, the drummer, and they go, the drummer's kind of on the, he's looking over, are we doing it? Are we not doing it? I'm not sure. Now, this church got seven.
Yeah.
And there's a First Presbyterian, the Presbyterian doesn't have music. They don't have a drummer.
I don't think so.
There's a non-denominational church next week that can't find a drummer. They go, where are all the drummers?
This church in Texas.
They're at this place.
All right, man, they're going off, bro.
They're going back and forth. I'm just going to say right now.
Also, somebody pointed out that Jesus is on the screen on the very back.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, this ain't about him.
No, this guy, yeah. No. There it is on the back. Yeah. Like,
stop it.
First of all, I want to know, you know, like when you go skydiving, and you, have you ever been skydiving before?
No.
You got to sign 150 waivers.
Yeah.
I want to know the guys, like, he got to release himself for that. He's like, where are you signing? Are you going skydiving? Are you going to bungee jumping? Nah, church rehearsal. Church rehearsal. Church Christmas tree rehearsal. Church Christmas program rehearsal.
You ever heard that song, Little Drummer Boy?
Yeah.
I played my drums for him, dude. We got it. We on tracks.
I just want to see how that guy explains to his girlfriend where he's going. Like, where are you going tonight? Is that a fake beard?
I hope not. Oh my
No, God. they all look like they're from the Bible times.
Yeah.
They're just not in their old outfits. Wait, but Drummer Boy is not in the Bible.
It's just a thing. But
Drummer Boy is not in there.
Right.
There's no drummer comes, right?
I don't think so.
No. And as a guy who has three kids, You better not show up with a drum set.
No, a drum set for Christmas. Born, you're not. Yeah. Do you think those kids when they started playing drums? He goes, one day if I keep at this,
one day, dude,
I will be.
The bar has been set.
Mm-hmm. I'm going on to. I mean, that's just so wild. I don't know where they start.
So I shared this and I just said, hey, if your church ain't going pa-rumpa pum pum like this, shame on y'all.
Yeah.
And but then I went back to the comments and people were like, yeah, this ain't it. And like people were just ripping. Yeah. And I guess the guy didn't realize how goofy this
looked.
That's
the back to our premise that we talked about at the beginning.
Yeah.
We're like, everybody's like, yeah, come to our church. I go, but.
And this guy's like, we get ready. December about to pop off. Let's go. Y'all bring Trevor back down real quick.
Yeah, come and run back. But I think it's a, you know what, like a, we talked about this before, like a hack premise.
Yeah.
You're like, it's like a, if a comic would do like a, in 2022, like black people, chicken and watermelon. You're like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Right.
Like you're still like, I think I'm all in on this. I think I am. I think it's like,
you're flipping?
Like, no. I'm not flipping. Like to be like, oh, churches, like we, our premise on like inviting a guy who cares more about his church and Jesus is like an elevated, I haven't seen it done like that before.
Yeah.
To be churches need to think of all the homeless people. That's hack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a hack. Think of all the homeless people you could help with this money. Be better. Just be better at the internet.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, no, like don't put that, like, we got that.
Yeah. How about this comment? Yeah, we're gonna have to start taxing some of that.
There you go. I mean, to put those tracks in there.
Yeah, were they already there? I want to know if they installed them specifically for this. Like, is this has to be their first go if he's showcasing and he's that excited.
I mean, what other, have you been to Elevation Ballantine?
I've not been there, no.
Because they have the one video track.
Yeah, yeah.
They just have one, and it's a crane, like a kind of a crane. Oh, yeah. Cool. But that, like, it doesn't go everywhere.
No.
This is like at the football game.
Yeah, Skycam.
You're just like,
yeah.
They do 360.
Skycams, dude.
What's the weight limit on these? Like, how are they testing that?
That's unbelievable.
I mean, do you think they like ran this by their insurance guy?
No, 100% not.
Like, do you think they're like, I mean, we got this vision.
Well, he's like, hey, think about it. Okay. First of all, he said it's opening. He said, this is before Thanksgiving. And in the first, it starts this week. And that place is huge.
So we're going to see more videos coming out
of here. Well, yeah, we probably will. But listen.
You know people are showing up now.
This place was going to be packed the whole time. I'm going. I'm flying down there to go to this. I'm not, but...
I'll follow you.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, it's like, we've said the same thing about like, how come Trump is like on Twitter doing this? Or how come there's these helicopter flyovers at churches with the Easter? I was like, because 5,000 people go. Yeah. How come Trump is on Twitter doing this? Well, if we all unfollowed, they are doing this because we have to look ourselves in the mirror. Mm-hmm. If I lived here, I would go, dude. Mm-hmm.
One of my,
I thought about going. I'm still, still I'm gonna go.
Hey man, I mean, it's Texas, dude. You get flight there. We leave now.
Yeah.
I will say my favorite thing about churches. I've done like a lot of events. Yeah. Hopefully, I still do more.
Yeah.
We're on the team. We're on the team. We said this.
You know, but my favorite thing is that you'll be backstage. You've been backstage at churches and conferences. There's like this whole production element that goes on, and then occasionally somebody would talk about whatever, and the people that had to come together or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one person will try to like rein it back in and go like, man, isn't it so cool that we could get 700 volunteers and 300 people on staff to serve our community of 20,000? Yeah. And you're like, I see what you're trying to do.
There's the rein it in guy.
And it's all for Jesus, It's not about the lights. The drummers are cool.
But get that guy out of staff meeting. You know what I mean? Get that guy out of staff meeting.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like this weird merger of like, hey, this is super cool.
Yeah.
But also this is for the Lord. And you're like, dude, you did it because it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
First and foremost.
Just say, you know what I mean? And just say that.
Yeah. Like, you're not gonna like, be like, we really.
You always wonder, like,
wow.
Like, there's some church that everybody, every church that's tagged in the comments. By the way, we didn't. I like all these pastors we've talked about before. I'm friends with. Yeah. You're not gonna find me going directly after somebody to hate on them or to crush them. I'm not gonna do that. Even I like all these pastors; they're all my friends. But they're like the rain. There's some churches that they don't have the rein it in guy.
No.
Because you can tell by what's going on over there and what they're putting out. I go, oh, there's you fired the rein it in guy.
That's it. You fired the person who was going to try to be shows. Like, guys, it's fine.
Yeah. Like Cat Williams in 2014 fired the rein it in guy. I did. And Cat Williams is my favorite comic. If people say, I started comedy because I saw The Pimp Chronicles in 2000. Eight.
What church was he performing that in?
He used to be Cat in the Hat. He used to be a Christian comic.
What?
Cat Williams is a Christian.
Oh, I didn't
perform
in
churches.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Cat Williams is performing churches.
Wow.
Cat with The Pimp Chronicles. I walked into my friend Lindsay's house. I wrote about this in my book. And there was a house party, and these two girls were in the living room watching The Pimp Chronicles. And I was mesmerized. And I go, this is the wildest thing I've ever seen.
Same here.
This is the wildest thing I've ever seen. And I started to become a comedian because of that.
That's so cool.
But the vibe that you could tell, and I would probably say me in 2018, 2019, there was no rein it in guy. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
The rein it in guy, he never got hired.
You're just blowing up. You're all over the place.
There was no like, hey,
and that's somebody,
guy.
Nobody was like, hey, let's put our hands together like the Jonas Brothers
right? None of that. There's none of that.
Well, comedians, the Jonas Brothers. No,
comedians are out there by themselves.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the biggest people, like, there's no rein it in guy.
Yeah.
No.
Dave Portnoy, there's no rein it in guy. Jake Paul, there's no rein it in guy.
Wow.
Because he did the thing he got canceled for a long time ago.
Well, Logan did
the Suicide Force
thing.
There's no rein it in guy.
No, dude.
But the rein it in guy sucks.
Right.
until you need him.
It's kind of like a wife or a girlfriend kind of.
No,
in a good way.
So well said. Yes, in a good way. Yes.
You're like, hey. Yes.
Yeah, hey man, hey.
You can't wear that.
No, you're fine.
I'm all in for this, but
what are you doing?
Come on.
Hey.
Like sometimes I see people in the comments, I go, you don't have a reined in person.
Yeah.
But I can't.
My
that's
wife.
That's a great way to put
that. That's really
awesome. So funny.
I was in Tulsa filming a show, and I remember I was at the hotel with my wife and our son, and I hit 10,000 followers on Instagram.
No, fire the rein it in guy. Dude. Let's go,
dude. It's over. And I told my wife. Oh, she was like changing our son's diaper, and she goes, yeah, well, your two most important followers are right here.
Oh, come on. 100% true, though.
This
but
is true.
Not now.
Don't rein it in now, dude.
Who are these?
I'm popping champagne right this? Now, dude. Let's go.
What are my kids' names?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You?
Two followers. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I said 10,000. I said 10,000.
That's like one church in Texas. Yeah. 10,000 people. 10,000.
That's one church, seven drummers hanging from the ceiling. Yeah. All right.
I said 10,000.
But, you know, truly, I think about that all the time. Every time I have like a big thing online, think about that today.
10,000.
Come to our church videos blowing up. And my wife's like, I'm like,
good. Yeah, good, good, good.
My wife and kids.
Can FaceTime the kids and they get to read them Pooh Bear before they go to sleep. Oh, yeah. I think kids are good at my friend Beth. She says she wins all these awards for writing music and country. I mean, the kids are like, well, when are you going to tuck us in? And you go,
Yeah,
the rain. A shout out to my buddy Tyler. He works at a church up in Indiana. I think he's the rain it in guy.
Nice.
At his church. He's like, hey, maybe. But you always have to be that.
Yeah.
Because the rein it in guy is a funny idea.
I mean, the thing is,
Floyd Mayweather doesn't have a rein it in guy.
No.
Trump has no rein it in guy.
No.
He's made a coffee table full of cash.
There's no rein it in guy.
There's no rein it in
guy. Rein it in guy is hilarious.
Yeah.
And even, what were you going to say? I cut you off.
Well, I think there's churches, they always say churches are like, 10 years behind in terms of like cool factors and lights and music and whatnot.
Yeah.
But then by the time they get to something cool,
it's
like a little outdated.
Yeah.
But then they try to like segue. Just be like, say, hey, we did something awesome.
We did something cool.
We did something really cool.
So you're in on this.
I mean,
where else are you going to go find this?
Right.
If you go to the Nutcracker at the Ryman and they have this, you're like, this is amazing. You hate this because of the money. But if we don't know if they're charging $20 and this is
for Christmas service.
Sunday.
No, they're doing it all month.
Yeah.
I bet you have to pay for this.
Oh, you're saying outside of like the regular service?
Yeah, my buddy's church, they had like a Fiddler on the Roof. Like over.
Oh,
the,
they're doing a production. I got you. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. If they're doing that, but the taxes, yeah, it's still tricky. It's still tricky because it's.
No, I'm with you. If you're paying for that, that makes more sense.
But if you go, what if the Nutcracker is like, we just want to rent your building because you're not doing anything with it Monday to Saturday? I mean, that's not what's happening here, but. You go, you got a huge place and you live in Plano, Texas. There's no theaters here. Yeah. Can we rent your spot?
Yeah.
And you're like, we're going to use this money to donate to the homeless. Well, I mean, you're not going to, but yeah.
I want to know how many church...
The guy's like, let's hear him out.
The rain in guy, yeah.
I want to know how many church staff meetings there were today with the production crews being like, hey, you see this? You see what they're doing over there?
Oh, 100%.
You seen this?
Or what's their staff meeting? Wait, sorry. Say, what are you
meaning? Meaning like, we got to step it up over here.
Oh,
like what are we going to, Leo? Like, how do you, they raise the bar right now.
Hey, you're losing, if you're First Baptist, you're losing people.
Mm-hmm. You're hemorrhaging, dude.
Yeah.
dude, let me tell
you.
So I worked.
You go, shoot. They're doing what? Oh, yeah.
They got flying drummers in Plano.
Hold on. Back up.
We painted our snare red and white for Christmas, and they're doing what?
I worked at a church.
Way
in Greenville.
Ahead. Yeah.
And I was the youth pastor, but they were like, hey, you're also going to be the video guy.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know a video. Like, no, but you're the guy.
Yeah.
And they gave me like a handy cam and a tripod.
Okay.
And then the worship pastor, who was also like the media director, would just make me sit in his office and watch Elevation Film videos.
If they do this.
It was like their testimonials or whatnot. And he'd be like, we want to do something like this. And I'm like, dude,
I think
they're in a barn. It's a couple.
Yeah.
They fought through the worst type of cancer in their entire lives.
Yeah.
They filmed in like Southeast Asia where they happened to do mission work as well. And I'm like, we're not doing it.
I can't do that.
I ain't doing that with a handy cam, man.
You can't do that.
No.
But I feel bad.
There's somebody right now watching that. His worship pastor showing him that video. And they're like, what are you going to give us?
And he goes, he's got one of those, like he works in painting and he has one of those cranes.
Right.
He goes, wheel that thing in here,
yeah.
put a rope on here, yeah. I'll pull him up.
Those are the real videos we need to find. Other people trying.
Yeah.
Trying to recreate the flying drummers.
You're on staff for $29,000 a year. You better get creative, dog.
I don't care if you got to use all 29 of it.
You better get freaking forklift certified stat. You're sucker up, dude.
Wait, there's this place in it's called Sight and Sound. It's in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They have like a
big Christian theater.
Mm-hmm. And they have a camel for the shows.
Yeah.
So it's like Mary and Joseph, or like there's a camel, but then every season there's a new Daniel, the life of Jesus, Adam and Eve, Noah, and they're in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and they have a camel. They're like, we're getting the camel in.
That's why
we're getting the camel into the show.
Yeah.
So like they got these tracks that they spent six figures to put in, at least. And so they were like, hey, you want to do offering from the track? Like they have to, they're like, we're going to get the track.
People scooping in with those old offering plates.
Rain it in guy goes, hey, this is too much. But then he goes, what we're going to do in the off season, we're going to do the angel sermon.
Amen.
We're going to hit those. Mm-hmm. We're going to deliver. Because you've seen that one video of the pastor coming in.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a class.
Yeah, so
he like rappels in.
He's like, and Jesus will be coming back. And he like runs out of things to say, but he's still in this epic position.
I'm in on it.
If I lived in the same city, like if I lived in Texas, I'd pull up.
Yeah,
100%. You know what I'm saying?
And I want to know. No one talked to me until you show me videos and find one empty seat in there in the 20 times they're doing that production, and you won't. Andrew, can you look up this church? Look up, find the church, and then find how many. It would be on their website how many there are.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can find that. How many shows? of this Christmas program? Because I think it's, he said it started next week.
Yeah.
Last week. So I think it starts now.
I mean, also, us talking about it, man, we're kind of like, we're guaranteed they sell out, dude. they going to be moving.
It's so, they're driving from Dallas. They're coming down there. Who's the big church in Dallas? Gateway? They're, hey, listen, you know who's losing
Flying
members?
Flying Drummers. That's the headline.
No, it's not Second Baptist. Mm-mm. It's Prestonwood. Yeah, it's Prestonwood. Yeah. Go to Prestonwood, their website, and just see how many.
Man, that's sure getting sauteed on Google.
yeah. Tough, yeah. But I wonder if the guy is, I wonder what the staff meetings are now, today. See, all right, here's the thing. I saw a meme today that was, that goes, if Twitter shuts down, how are we going to know what a select group of people are angry at for 2 days before moving to the next thing? And I go, internally, this is like kind of like a, but it's going to sell.
Yeah.
It's going to sell, and it's going to sell a lot. So, but you're scared of this. These comments are scary. Are they not?
Yeah.
If you've never been canceled or been critical, those, it's so scary. Comments like that are so scary.
Oh, man.
But they're probably used to it. That's not it. It'll be on the front page of their website. I mean, that's right.
As spoken like somebody who's worked at a church.
That's not
like,
it. Yeah,
hey, if we had Flying Drummers, it definitely.
Yeah, that's not it. Yeah, no. We'll find it out. Yeah.
We might need, this might need to be a fact check.
Yeah, it'll be a fact check. The Preston Wood plane. Oh, maybe that is. I mean, look at that campus.
It might be it.
It's big. It's a monster, dude.
I'm just trying to find the number.
Yeah.
There was a telephone. Oh,
just call him and ask.
No. I'm on. Where's Plano, Texas? I
don't know.
That's hilarious, though. Shama, you want to go?
Let's go.
I don't want to spend the night in a Hampton Inn by the airport, but I want to. I would love to go to that.
Dude, I'd go.
And we, every time I do those church reviews, you know?
Yeah.
Every time.
I love those, dude.
People go, dude,
I love those.
Come to our church. Yeah. Like, dude, like, we would probably make some jokes about it, but I would be, if the pastor is like, you want to go to lunch? I'd be like, yeah, dude, I'm in.
You ever heard of Cracker Barrel?
We've taken over that place. Yeah. We do the one other thing on the news that I found.
Yeah.
Oh, we got two other things. We have time. Do we have time?
We're at 45.
Get to the Jeremy Pruitt thing.
A deal.
This was I saw this. Somebody, a bunch of people sent this to me. Jeremy Pruitt, former University of Tennessee football coach, mm-hmm. got fired.
Yeah.
Obviously, because not for, he got fired for some recruiting violations, but you get fired for not winning. That's how that works.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
You can do whatever you want, but if you're losing, we have a saying at this podcast.
That's right.
What is it?
You do what you want, you pop in.
Future, the famous rapper. Future
philosopher.
What you want when you pop in. So that applies to this church too. Do what you want when you pop in. So Jeremy Pruitt admitted to the rumor that he paid cash. Hold on, let's see. That he admitted he gave a recruit several hundred dollars, and it was inside of a Chick-fil-A bag.
Yeah. It was the rumor originally when he got fired was that it was in a McDonald's bag. Specifically, they had named $300 bucks in a couple hundred bucks in a McDonald's bag.
So Jeremy Pruitt, football coach at university or former football coach, University of Tennessee, engaged in some nefarious recruiting behavior by exchanging cash with someone in a Chick-fil-A bag. Uh-huh. And obviously everybody sent that to me. So they go, John. This is the, what is it? What do you call it? This is the trifecta.
This is all of our topics that we talked about.
Yeah, this is everything.
It's the perfect news story for us.
And he gave a couple hundred bucks to somebody in a parking lot.
Yeah.
In a Chick-fil-A bag.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're going to do some kind of illegal behavior,
mm-hmm.
you can't involve Chick-fil-A.
No.
You can't involve the inventor of the chicken sandwich.
It's an unspoken rule.
You don't do that.
You leave them out.
You leave them out. You're like, we're not part of this.
Yeah.
They think it's going to be blessed because it's Chick-fil-A. They're going to get around the recruiting violations because we're Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
No, look, it's Chick-fil-A. Like,
That's my favorite part of this is that the accusations were McDonald's bag. And he was like, oh, no, I did it.
But it was
I would do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, don't disrespect
like Chick-fil-A. Right. Yeah, yeah. It's like Chick-fil-A gave him some money. And they're like, actually, here, man, just say it was.
Yeah.
I know you said McDonald's, the official, say Chick-fil-A.
The official bag of illegal recruiting. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent recruiting, just recruiting violation.
Wrap it up. That's it.
We didn't invent recruiting, just recruiting violations.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Yep. That's like a, you know, in Shawshank. Where the guy has the pickaxe that he dug out of his jail cell, mm-hmm. and where was the pickaxe hidden? In a Bible.
Yeah,
remember he lined out the Bible and he hid it in there because he goes, no one's ever going to look in a Bible.
Right. Yep,
no one's ever going to look in a Chick-fil-A bag.
Yeah.
It's probably how they got perfect it in there cover. In the first place. Yeah, probably smuggled it in through a Chick-fil-A. Bag.
Yeah, if you're going to make what things can you not if, like? We I used to have a joke. I think about putting like a Jack and Coke in a Chick-fil-A because the styrofoam cup hits, bro.
Yeah.
The styrofoam cup hits.
Yeah.
And with that ice.
Yeah.
All right, let me get a cup of ice.
Yeah.
And then when I used to drink, I would put a vodka soda in a Chick-fil-A. And that felt wrong.
Yeah.
But it felt so right.
No, it felt very right. But there's no way someone's drinking out of that. One of the things, if you carrying
somebody
it in.
Somebody would pick it up. If they found it, they'd go, whose Chick-fil-A is this?
Yeah, why is it in here?
I want to return it to its rightful owner, please.
Why are you at Whiskey Row in a Chick-fil-A? Yeah. But you know when you have bottle, they go, oh, that's alcohol. Mm-hmm. When you have like a Dixie cup.
Mm-hmm.
If you get it in an Uber in a Dixie cup, what does the driver say? Can't drink in here.
The solo cups, right. The red ones.
Yeah, that's can't drink in here.
Yeah.
You can't drink in here. If you have, I was at a Halloween party one time where a guy had a McDonald's, like a 32-ounce McDonald's. I got, like, he's drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's drinking.
Yeah.
If a Chick-fil-A, I would go, it's sacrilegious.
I would think sweet tea immediately.
Sweet tea, that's it.
Thinking, man, maybe went wild with some half and half.
Maybe he put some lemonade in there. Maybe. But you know why that's wild? You know why that's wild is because, is lemonade still more expensive than the soft drinks? I think it is.
Oh, what? Wow.
At what? Chick-fil-A on the menu?
What?
I used to work at Chick-fil-A. Lemonade was more expensive because lemonade was handmade with fruit.
Oh. Huh.
Interesting.
That Coke mix, which you could argue, hundreds of flavors mixed together in a lab somewhere and they're mixing and sending it. I think it's more expensive. It might not be anymore.
Medium.
They don't have the price on there.
Chick-fil-A. No prices.
They don't have prices on there. We look at a Chick-fil-A menu. I don't know. Somebody can fact check that. Here's what deal you can't make with a Chick-fil-A bag. A drug deal?
No.
Unless there's a prescription. You need a prescription. Mm-hmm. If you collected all the tithe and loaded that up in Chick-fil-A bags to take to the bank, that you could do
that.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
The love offering from this church in Plano,
mm-hmm.
you could put all that money. There's going to be money involved.
You need a few bags, more than one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We may need to bring in some more bags, but
bringing the tote that they give you the plastic.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we were out of that.
The catering bags.
Yeah.
That church probably just backs up. The Brinks truck just backs up to there.
It's a Chick-fil-A. Yeah, Chick-fil-A vehicle just pulls up.
There's Chick-fil-A armored car.
Yeah,
like an Italian job. I wonder if people would leave Joel Osteen's church to go to that church.
Ooh. Oh. They're probably wondering the same thing.
Joel Osteen shaking in
Osteen's
boots.
Scrambling right now, dude.
11:58 p.m. last night.
Hey, who's got that money that they found in the bathroom? I got a use for it. Let's get to work.
Yo, the Rockets used to play here. We probably already got the tracks.
We got the tracks. What are we doing?
Somebody gets fired.
Dust the tracks off. Yeah. It's time. They've been waiting.
Dust the tracks. Oil them up. Let's go.
It used to be the Rockets. The Rockets mascot used to come in on that. Now it's Angels. I think you can make any drug deal in a Chick-fil-A bag. If somebody pulled up with like a Burger King bag, something going down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wendy's. Uh-huh. Which one has the worst reputation? I think Burger King.
Burger King. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the worst one.
You ain't really.
Like, a guy calls you. He's like, dude, I got a crypto deal, like a stand up bit. Uh-huh. I got a deal with crypto. I'm like, bro, you work at, what would be the best joke? Burger King.
Yeah.
Because McDonald's is too on the nose.
Yeah.
Like Carl's Jr., everybody doesn't have it.
Uh-huh.
Wendy's, what kind of reputation they got?
I think they're decent.
They fire off on Twitter on people.
Yeah.
Right.
Bro, you work at Wendy's.
Yeah.
That's like, that wouldn't work.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah. Sir, we're at a Wendy's. Yeah, yeah, go, I'm gonna take my girl out. Sir, this is a Wendy's.
A good there's one. There's a Burger King close to my house, and occasionally a friend would come over. I'd be like, hey, come over. And they'd bring Burger King.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I always go, why?
Get out of my house.
You know what I mean? Like,
what are you doing?
You passed so many restaurants to get, why did you stop there? Like, oh, it's just right there. It's like close. I'm like,
it's like a, right. It's like the last one move before the turn.
I would have fed you, dude.
Yeah. Burger King?
Yeah, dude. What are you doing?
When's the last time you had Burger King?
Eesh.
It's been years.
I didn't hit. I was thinking about this on the way over because I wonder if that whoever he recruited out of that Chick-fil-A bag, I wonder if he came and contributed to the team. And then I was thinking, if you're getting a starting lineup for a college football program, what fast food chains are you going? Because let me just say, not in any kind of racial way, but Chick-fil-A would lose. Chick-fil-A employees would lose.
Oh, yeah.
They would get crushed.
Yeah. Them homeschoolers don't have a chance.
No chance. Need, like, no chance. All white. Goofy, lank, braces. Very timid.
Right.
Name
yeah,
is,
way too polite.
Names are Bible names. Yep. Doesn't want to hit anybody.
Don't work.
They want to, nah, don't do the work. Mm-hmm. No, I've never seen it. No one that's lifting. They're not lifting.
No.
They're lifting Bibles. They're not lifting weights.
You need the back line of like a Red Lobster.
So yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Red Lobster.
Those guys.
I would say Waffle House, but they're not, they're too many penalties.
Yeah.
It's gonna be too many penalties.
Not very coachable.
Not. The Waffle House line, and they're not gonna
that's honest, he says.
It's really how you look at Waffle House employee, like, you're not coaching.
Like, you wouldn't be coachable.
We got a team full of Antonio Browns. Like, can make plays, can absolutely make
we'll
plays.
We'll take one. We need one.
Can make, but he's gonna pull the top off the defense, but then he's gonna run shirtless to the end zone. Why? That's not a Waffle House employee. You
can't build a team around that.
No, that's like Last Chance U. For fast food restaurants. You don't want that. A Waffle. But if you go, you know what I was thinking? What would be the perfect, and people are going to doubt this, but if you ever experience this customer service, you're going to know what I'm talking about. Enterprise rental car. Those are young and like out of college.
Spry,
but like smart. And like what? There's like a good culture over there. If you ever rented a car from them, they're kind of like, there were that one, they were like, hey, everybody's gonna go pro, probably not in sports though.
Yeah.
And a lot of those athletes gravitate over to enterprise rental.
Why? Why?
That's what I thought of when I thought, I go, oh, they're always like kind of built.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know who you might take? The cell phone kiosk guys.
Oh.
They're working.
Nice.
They're working.
They're filling out that polo nice.
Yeah, they're filling out the polo. They're in the gym. Mm-hmm. They might get busted for steroids, but they want to.
That's fine.
They want to impress women, so they're going to work. Yeah, they're all in it together.
They've been building muscle from vacuuming all those Sentras.
That's too far, dude. Yeah.
That's the line.
Enterprises. Yeah. They're ready to, the cell phone kiosk people they're ready to go.
Yeah.
They got a big us against them
because
they're always the one man down.
Chip on their shoulder.
Chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
not chip ready. In the cell phone on the shoulder. Chip on the shoulder. Yeah. That's a Burger King. Wendy's would be like, they're like smart. They're like, they talk a lot.
Good, they're like good communicators.
Yeah. No, they talk.
Oh, trash
talk. They trash talk. Yeah. But you wouldn't really go like In and Out because they're kind of Christian, aren't they?
Yeah.
And so is
In and Out's also very West Coast. I don't think they're going to be very tough.
Oh, yeah. They're like the Pac-12. Yeah. They can't play in the SEC.
Right. Yeah. They can't play in
bad
weather.
They're the USC. Yes. Yeah. They'll dominate out there.
Yeah.
Oh, the animal style.
Yeah. On the turf.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice weather.
Yep.
Come to play Wisconsin.
Mm-mm.
Empty.
Nope.
Oh, what's the one up in Wisconsin? They love it up. They have it on every Culver's. Yeah, nice. Culver's. They're gonna be like the Pac-10. They're gonna be able to play in the snow. They're gonna be able to run the ball. Yeah, they're gonna be solid. Chick-fil-A is gonna get if Chick-fil-A recruited the all employee team.
Yeah.
To like, you know how they have like a church league baseball.
Yeah.
So like First Baptist plays.
This is genius. They should have this.
Fast food?
The fast food games?
God,
they should have this.
That's a great idea.
Viewership would be at like an all-time high.
If Wendy's played McDonald's in the National, I would go to that.
Yeah.
I would go to that.
The tweets would be coming up in the corner as like the...
The social team's just going wild. So,
and then they'd be like, they were like, dude, he just like started working at Wendy's just so he could play on the Wendy's team.
They brought in a ringer.
Yeah. Because that's what they do at churches sometimes. Like, this guy doesn't go to the church.
Have you ever had that? Yeah.
Like, the guy's like, the First Presbyterian is getting just the trash kicked out of him every year. And they just, next year, some lady's cousin is just hitting dangers. And he's like, this guy does not go to First Pres. Yeah.
He knew somebody.
Yeah, he knew somebody, and they was like, "Yo, you need cleanup. You need something to back cleanup." They promised him he could play. He could play freshman year. Like, you coming to First Pres?
If he's a little difficult, we'll slide him a little Chick-fil-A bag.
Yeah, we'll slide him. We'll slide him. Also got
act. A little something talks. You know.
Gosh, I want to know who the person is with the Chick-fil-A bag.
Who the athlete is?
I wonder who the athlete was. It was given to someone's mom, right?
Yeah,
you probably can't look it up.
Alex, say what was it for again? It was to. They were going to help with.
So, yeah, allegedly it was part of like a $12,000-something payment, and it was supposed to go towards a recruit's mother's hip surgery. Allegedly.
All right. In that case.
You love your mom?
Yeah. Hey, kid, you love your mom?
I mean.
You can't say, hey, this is for a bend. But you say, hey, your mom's having surgery. Did anyone check to see if the mom actually got the surgery?
Great question.
No.
Fair question.
We don't know.
You go on somebody's Instagram, she's doing heel kicks right now.
Yeah.
Like, man, got it. It worked.
And you don't, like, I don't know much about, like pharmaceutical and medical billing, but it can't be done with cash. You can't pay cash for a surgery. They don't, and they never... In the hospital, they never, unless you're at the vending machine in the stairwell, they have not seen cash anywhere in the hospital. If you come in, hey, my grandmother needs a hip surgery, here's a stack of cash, they're going to be like, no.
But there's more where that came from.
So yeah. Then they go, all right. Yeah. They go, that's going to have to be put into the bank. That's like a Marty Bird situation. Because they're gonna be like, where'd you get this money?
I wonder if he was trying to recruit the kid's mom. Like, he wanted her to play. So he's putting her in rehab. Like, maybe.
We don't get that hip right.
Yeah. And then we'll get you out there, redshirt you.
You got eligibility.
Get you on the field second year.
You never played volleyball or
swimming. You got eligibility.
Yeah, you got eligibility. You're 35. That's all right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Fact check that if we can find who that is allegedly
Jeremy Pruitt,
for.
And no longer the coach. But that's do you think, who's the coach now at Tennessee? I like that guy a lot. What's that guy's name? He's
Heupel?
Josh Heupel. Yeah. Awesome. That guy's the man. You know, do you ever have you know what? You live in South Carolina.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say y'all, but Clemson and Georgia fans do this too, where like they claim that actually people did it with Trump too, where their football coach is like, he's a Christian.
Oh, dude.
Like he's a family man. Yeah. We get Dabo Sweeney's Christmas card. Donald Trump. Held the bottom, like just, hey, to compete at that level, you got to do bad stuff. You got to do bad stuff.
I live in Greenville. And so, Dabo's right.
Dabo's
there. There'll be billboards with him supporting. Yeah. And I'm like, what do you, Dabo says drink Pepsi or whatever. I'm like, people are going to drink it regardless. I don't know if we need Dabo to co-sign on it.
But the idea that, because you go, wait, somebody did what? Jeremy Pruitt. Right, my daughters go to the Christian school together with their kid. Like, they're doing bad stuff.
People just like that idea of like, oh man, Dabo Sweeney. I love that he prays with the players.
Yeah. Like, and he what? Like one of the kids like
didn't have a place to stay.
Holiday break.
And he took him in
over the holidays. Yeah, yeah.
And that's tough for him because he lives in a $12 million little shack. You know? Like, all right.
He's like, Dabo Sweeney had the kids in the east wing of his house.
And then he had them out there at 5 a.m. running sprints on the lawn, too.
Which
the part left out.
This goes back to the church thing at the beginning. I'm good with it. Like, I'm good with what's the coach, Georgia coach's name? They're paying people to get kids. That's how, unfortunately, the NCAA is set up, where you're not going to succeed if you don't do that. There's back, like, even before the NIL.
Kirby Smart.
There's back end stuff, and people are like, I'm Donald Trump would never, like, I don't know Donald Trump, but like, I'm not kinda surprised when it happens is what I'm saying.
That's like the Christian culture, especially, like, they love a hero.
Oh, man. Love it, dude.
They love a hero. Yeah. And you know this, like, I'm, you know, back. What I mean? Like, hey, for a second there, I'm in Christian comedy, dude. I was just shining a big light into the sky for no one. I was like, I wish somebody would see this gigantic sea on the clouds.
But yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So they like, man, somebody, dude, freaking, if you're a white teacher and you make up a handshake with a black student.
Oh, it's over, dude.
Oh, dog.
Hey! Yeah, yeah.
To kick the pep rally off.
Oh, yeah. My
Mr.
God.
Mr. Jones. Dude,
oh, we love
this
it.
Guy. You see, Mr. Jones did a backflip, dude. Yeah. And they hyped him up. They love a hero, man. They love a hero.
Are you made up? You made up, like, you kind of have to construct who you, I guess it's just nature, who Dabo Sweeney is.
Yeah.
You got to, you're like, well, okay. But you always see the stories taking in the recruits.
Yeah.
And then it's taking in the recruits. It's like, you know, it's about football, but more it's about life.
You know what it is?
Not the instant the guy gets a DUI, he's out. Dude.
College coaches now are like celebrities used to be before social media. Yeah, like, we only see what they want us to see. You get that little piece, and so we kind of have to take what we can get.
But then sometimes you get somebody's recording the halftime speech, and then he's like, Dabo Sweeney says the F word, and everyone's like, it's fake. He cannot.
He said that because he cares. And he... Dude,
He was trying to get his kids motivated. Okay, yeah.
I was trying to, like, kickstart an acting career 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I went down to a workshop in Atlanta. And this lady was, like, an agent or whatever. She just kind of started just saying a lot of quiet parts out loud. And she just goes, hey, do you know those stories when somebody's like, you know, freaking so-and-so slept in his car before he booked Avatar? She's like, those are fake.
Yeah.
We make those up. Us, the managers, we make those up to help the People magazine story kind of
make
you
it
know,
better.
We kind of sweeten that up a little bit.
Usually
they're like the sons and daughters of producers. Like, they're in the industry.
He was like going on a recruiting trip and he stopped at a gas station to like sleep for an hour. Like, he didn't sleep in his car.
Right. It's not like he was down to his last $2 before they hired him for this or whatever.
He's like, I'm going to invest this in, you know, before I'm going to give this to like homeless people on the streets.
Right.
You're like, wow. Well,
all right.
Like, I tried out. I had an acting audition. This is gonna ruin it for everybody.
God's Not Dead 5, dude?
No, I'm in that. I didn't have to audition for that. John Chris. That's very disrespectful.
They wrote it for him.
Yeah, they wrote me a part. They go, hey, can you do this? I had an acting audition with my friend Eliza when I lived in Denver, Colorado, for House Hunters.
Nice.
Huh? I had an audition for it as an actor.
Yeah. Whoa, wait a second. Wait,
yes,
hold on.
That's
hold
what
on.
I'm saying.
The reality show.
Yeah. They go, you and her, if you guys have good like chemistry, then we'll do it.
Whoa.
I know.
Andy has a story like that.
Yeah.
Andy, who does production with you.
Yeah.
She has a similar story to that.
Yeah. What?
Oh.
And we didn't get it, obviously, because I was trying to jumpstart an acting career too. But
I've also heard like those Mari show. They bring in actors.
But I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm good with that.
Super entertaining.
Yeah, super entertaining.
I mean, we got to give all those guys who are like that. You are not the father. Those are
they're
Oscar award worthy.
They're unbelievable. Yeah. And that's probably going back to. I mean, my book is a lot about this. Mm-hmm. Or like the if Jeremy Pruitt or Dabo Sweeney or whoever or the even the pastor at the church that was doing the drummers, he goes, hey, listen, we live in Texas. There's a lot of competition. And the mortgage on this building is $2 million. We gotta get some people in here. I would go, all right.
Okay.
If Jeremy Pruitt was like, listen, the SEC is hard to win games.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make some moves.
You gotta jumpstart something, dude.
That would be the best response.
Yeah, this is
hard to just win. Like, look, it's tough out here. I don't know if you guys know.
You ever blow into a Nintendo 64 cartridge? Yeah. you gotta make some.
We're gonna have to make some
desperate
moves.
Times. You've
I'm
gotta
just
make something
right
happen
now. If I follow the rules, I will be out of a job in a year.
He just went, y'all seen Bama this year?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
How do you think USC got Caleb Williams? Just by a handshake and a prayer? No, dude. They flew him out private. I used to have the, I played tennis at Samford University, which is like a Division I school, but we had like recruiting, like the kids like stayed in my dorm sometimes, like the recruits, but we had to like take them. This is like way, 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 way lower level, but like show them, like we went to like the frat parties or like tried to show them.
You were supposed
like,
to show them a good time.
Yeah, I was supposed to show them a good time and they gave me money to show them a good, that was, I don't think that's against the rules. Oh. That's not against the rules. They gave me money to show, make sure the kids had a good time.
Yep.
That's a way lower level, but you're like, this is not what the school
is. And when you say they gave you money, it wasn't $500 in a Chick-fil-A bag.
Nah, I wish it was. Hey, here's some food. I would have dropped out. I'd be like, ha-ha.
You don't even take it out. You just, it's just you at different restaurants. Like, here you go. Here you go. Let's go.
No, they just reach in. I go, just reach in there. Like, it's going to multiply.
However much you can get.
You take what you take what you need.
People just keep taking it. It was just still in there.
Yeah. They still tell that story to this day,
man. Say what you need, dude.
Yeah, so
you know
think,
that Bible story about that lady in the oil jar?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you put money in a Chick-fil-A bag, dog.
Damn, it just keeps coming.
Keeps coming.
Well, and that's what, to bring this all the way home, that's what people were mad. I got canceled, not because of my behavior. That was, but because I was saying I was working in churches and I was proclaiming this person that I was not. So that's what, so like, I can't believe that he's this and he's this. Or if the church goes, hey, we'll open up the books for you here. This is how much this cost. We had, let's say, we had a guy that is a billionaire that goes here and does tracks for a living. Like there would be, there's some realm where this is explainable.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, where he goes, hey, or we're going to.
I don't even think it's that far fetched.
No,
I think
it's
they
not.
Could very easily
I can explain it to you
it.
Right here.
Yeah.
I can explain. And then you go, it's kind of like a drop the stones type situation.
Yeah.
Like we're going to. And then they go, huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
That, and that's the same with like, we talked about Elon Musk like taking over Twitter. And they were like, he's being irrational and unreasonable. I can't believe what he's doing. He's like, this guy puts someone on Mars. His plan is different than yours. I talked about that.
Yeah.
I was talking with my best friend, Isaac. We're big Hawks fans. We're huge Hawks fans. John Collins is our, it's not our center, but our forward, one of our best players. Big, 6'7", 6'8", pounding in the lane all the time. The last four games, he's been on the perimeter shooting threes. and I go, it's like a specific move. He's now out there. He's not, and I go, this doesn't make sense. But I bet you don't think they, it's part of the, if you went in the coach's room, like this is, we're trying to spread the floor.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep the defense honest. Cause there's some, for Twitter with Elon Musk, or there's, they go to get on here and go, oh, okay, but I just, we'll make jokes about it.
Right.
But I go, I don't want to be embarrassed if there is an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's probably not. By the way,
to that one, probably not.
Yeah. But like, remember the guy, remember John Gray? Mm-hmm. He bought like his wife, like a Lamborghini or something like that. And all I said on the internet, not to defend the guy, but I go, well, what if he bought each one of his kids a Prius that lined up to the same amount of money?
Mm-hmm.
That, exactly. You go, like, what if they had drummers that, we're on tracks instead of walking there on tracks and they went up the aisles. We'd be like,
Or if they spent the same exact amount of money on like pyrotechnics, they just had flames shooting out of the stage.
Right. I'm telling you right now, you're going to go to your church's Christmas Eve and you go, I wish they had tracks.
Yeah.
I promise you. I promise you.
They're going to pass out candles and you're going to be like,
this sucks, dude. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know whatever. What?
Next year, you know, we're going there.
To Plano, Texas.
We're going there, dude. So it's like, it's you go, well, it's easy to like be on the out. And that's what I said. Just like this, we'll joke about the guy trying to explain to his girlfriend or the release forms or the recruiting other drummers. But like it's a hack premise to be like, they should be sending this. Imagine how many sponsor kids they could like.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure they give.
Yeah. I bet they.
Dude, this is like there is a for a long time online, like making stuff, people mm-hmm. would always, and you probably see this, people will tag, people just tag you and my stuff.
Yep.
And I remember thinking like,
tag you and my stuff.
Wait, what are y'all guys doing? And, yeah. and then there was, I remember thinking, people would tell me like, dude, you need to, you know that guy, John, y'all need to collaborate. And I'm like, yeah, I would like to too. You know yeah. what I mean? Yeah. That's like if you found me playing basketball in a cul-de-sac and you were like, have you heard of Michael Jordan or whatever? You know, like, yeah. I mean, yeah, if he, I'm going to send you his stuff. Yeah, gonna, yeah. You're gonna, but you're like, hey, stuff yeah. like that, like happens. There's a reason why stuff happens like naturally
yep.
or whatever.
Yep.
And
yep.
you kind of can't jump the line. And so yeah. obviously that church is at a position where, I mean, they probably started off in like, let's be honest, a middle school cafeteria.
In the 2000s.
You know what I mean?
They were just having one snare drum.
One mm-hmm. snare drum.
And he goes, let's go on.
And they mm-hmm. kept on going yeah. and growing. And then they got a building. And now the building's massive. Maybe they got a guy who worked on, I don't know.
Yeah. We, some what, Avatar?
Disney World. Yeah. yeah. This dude hot off drum of the line. Avatar success yeah, yeah. in like, 2008. Yeah. He's like, I got an idea. And they yeah. put him on staff.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, trust me. Get me seven drummers. Let's see.
Get me seven drummers. Yeah, I'll make it happen.
I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah. You know, but we don't care that the fact that they started off at a cafeteria. We're like, look at it.
Look at it.
Look at what they did.
Look at, you know, yeah, when you, they don't.
So you look at you, like, oh,
look at him, John. Look at John.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Arena tour. Like, yo, dude, I'm not on one. You know what I mean?
They go, they've been doing that. They've been making that. And I bet. And I've said this about everybody. Like we talked about the we talked about Liberty University.
Yeah.
The documentary last week. And I go, I'll talk about it, but I'm gonna talk about it in a way that he's probably gonna hear this.
Right.
And
right.
he like the, I bet the people in this church will hear this. Yeah. And criticism is fair, mm-hmm. but I don't think they would disagree with any of this.
Right. Right.
Now if you go, this guy's not a Christian because I'm not saying you're not gonna hear that out of my mouth ever.
That's the line.
Right.
I'm not gonna say or like yeah. this, they should their values. It's like everybody getting like Qatar in the World Cup. They're like, this is how we live.
Yeah.
And you're like, you need to live how I live.
Yeah.
I go, okay, so where's the line?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we always try to find the net positive in these stories. Where's the line? So what are they allowed to have? Your church has something. Right. They got cushioned seats.
Right.
Okay. They got a light system. They got to hire some drummers, but they got to stay on stage. You tell me. And then everybody goes, kind of. Drop the stones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they go, I don't like, they like, oh, I like this guy, Shama, making these videos. Oh, this guy's popping off. Oh, this guy's getting more followers. Oh, what? What?
Yeah.
Kill him. take him down. Nuh-uh. Too much.
Right.
This one was too far. You're like, all right. Well, you just want us, everybody to be, you want them to be, that church to be how your church right. is. But I've said this at the beginning, and I said this to you last weekend when we were at the green room. I go, Stephen Furtick is wildly, wildly gifted and wildly charismatic. Anybody, no one will debate that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you had that ability to have that much charisma, you would use it badly too.
Mm-hmm.
You would. If other churches are trying to do what they're doing, right, that's why they're right. critical. That's why I said me to like making fun of like Kevin Hart. I'm like, I'm trying to be him.
Yeah.
I'm like another pastor making fun of this, not a good look.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, I think making fun is fine as long as it's making fun. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Just, you got to be making fun.
We love him.
And yeah. There's an idea of like, I've been to big conferences or whatnot. And then, like, my wife, I'll send some pictures to my wife. I'm like, she's like, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? Why did you kiss us church, all though. Goodbye to go? Yeah. And
what
I'm
do
like,
we call that person again?
The rain it in guy.
My rain it in wife.
Yeah. And so, and she'll be like, "What is it even going well? Like, what is?" And I'm like, "It is." You know, I'm in the green room. I'm hanging out backstage.
Yeah.
And everybody back here is like super genuine.
Yeah.
We all traveled
yep.
in.
Yep.
We love what we do. We came up in the church. We have a passion.
Yep.
For this.
Yeah.
What goes on stage? Like, yeah, I'm in between. Like. A guy in a shark inflatable costume and a dinosaur inflatable costume. I gotta pay these bills, yeah. Grace. Yeah. But you know, I'm telling you, there's a thing. Like, there's a part of this that is sincerely genuine.
Now, I would say a majority of it.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yep.
Then there are the other parts that are, you know, like straight up. I'm between. You know, I'm between it. I'm throwing out t-shirts.
Yeah.
Where it's like, whoa, this is kind of silly. But you're like,
You go, you know, we should have some t-shirts. And then we go, all right, you know what we should have? Some guy goes, well, let's get a t-shirt gun.
Yep. Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
To get the upper deck. You're like, and you go, there's, it's a, like, to get there is natural progression.
It's not, yeah, it's, nobody's like, they're not going to 10. Like, they kind of ramp, they're ramping
it
up.
Yeah, they didn't try to put the tracks in the cafeteria.
No!
And unfortunately, in the era of social media, if you saw that same, at during the thing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go viral. But you clipped it in just in a wrong way that it just like it was like the perfect storm,
right?
You know, the perfect it's like these there was an earthquake, a tsunami,
yeah, uh-huh.
and a tornado, all and it was
same
just
time. Same.
Yeah, like unfortunately,
yeah,
that's if you were in the back and he's like, hey, these are the tracks, we're gonna put these drummers on here, that wouldn't go anywhere.
No,
or like we're but it was it's just
our December pro. Hey, hey, what's up, guys? It's Tom. I'm going to show you guys our December setup for the holidays.
Yeah. And last year, and put a little bit of context in it. Yeah. Last year, we did this. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little bit of context, but it's now.
It's more fun this way.
It is more fun. Yeah. And it's going to be packed.
The subliminal message was pull up.
Yeah. And
also, the bar has been set.
Come on now.
Let's see what you got next year.
Also, if you're looking for a message, how we feel, but from the Net Positive Podcast, we are also saying, pull up,
yeah.
Let us know.
Are you
somebody?
Please.
Go and let us know,
dude. I love it. I hope next year they do 24 drummers up there.
Oh,
pull up,
dude. We retract the roof up now.
Yeah, I want to go. I don't know if I can get anywhere. Let's see. If I'm in LA this weekend, and then
where am I?
I'm in Florida. If I can, oh man, I bet it's probably sold out.
I'm sure it
is. We need the plug. Hey, after everything we said,
yeah,
Plano. What is it?
We didn't find out. Yeah, I don't know.
Lindenwood.
Let me know. I might be in Texas for a thing. I don't know if it's gonna work.
Somebody's got to go and let us know. I'm gonna see if I can.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We got one more thing.
Yeah, one more thing. And actually, it's a quick self fact check.
Oh, all right, here we go.
So you said talking about the World Cup in Qatar last week.
Oh, somebody said on the news it was Qatar. It's not Qatar,
dude. Somebody said Qatar.
Yeah, see, it was like the World Cup in Qatar.
Oh.
Rock, paper, cutters.
Whoa.
The rock, paper, scissor, rock, scissor, cutter.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
That's like somebody saying, it sounds hillbilly. I tell you what, man, we going to get down there in that football match and cutter.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds
y'all
like.
Y'all ever see that? There's a video of like 2-3 anchors. They were talking about the movie Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
And they were like, Wakanda. with Black Panther, and they're like Letitia Wright, all over, dude. Just
Wakanda, how do you
Wakanda, dude? They hit it with the. We're like, hey man, listen, pause before you go on.
Just say
2 seconds.
How
pause,
do I say this? Yeah,
Google.
But sometimes my girlfriend's on the news, and sometimes they don't get it until they see it.
Oh,
it's on a teleprompter, and they don't. Sometimes they prep, rehearse, but sometimes the story comes in.
Hot.
Like once the news has started, they're going, and then like 20 minutes later, they add a story. They can't get to it.
No.
That's tough.
And especially a word like that. When you say Wakanda, like everybody knows, but that you never read that word before.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you go, like that's why they mispronounce stuff all the time. Not because they don't know the words. Because
they can't read.
Yeah, because they can't read. Yeah.
So like World Cup and Qatar.
All right. What is it?
So in Qatar.
Yeah.
So you said I saw some people there who looked like they were representing different countries, and
I said that watching the game.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know if they're paying people, whatever.
Yeah.
So this TikTok comedian.
Well, how do they get there? It's impossible to get there.
So this guy's name is John. Another pronunciation, John Bernard.
Okay.
Carew.
Oh, this Carew? Stellar.
Carews.
Yeah.
Exposes some fake World Cup fans.
Oh, let's go.
And he went deep and interviewed some people outside of the matches.
Awesome. You're from Brazil.
I'm from Bangladesh.
I'm from India.
Bangladesh.
India.
I am from India.
FIFA pay you to be here?
Yes.
I'm actually an Argentina fan.
You're actually an Argentina fan, but they paid you to be a Brazil fan.
Yes.
You can play many roles. You're pretty much a method actor. Who is your favorite player in Brazil?
Neymar.
How's
his name? Neymar.
I could have guessed it.
Of course, Neymar.
Has to be Neymar.
Silly me.
Could you name anyone else in the Brazilian team?
I don't know.
That's unbelievable.
Insane.
Unbelievable. Wild.
Yeah. So, this got so much attention that, like, FIFA came out and was like, no. Qatar came out and they're like, no, we're not paying anybody. Like, they actually had to answer to this.
And what's the, that's not made up though.
General consensus is they're covering this and that they are paying people to be there. I know.
I looked at the fans and the United States has everybody. And I go, that doesn't, like, if you have to do, you know how much it costs to go over there?
Yeah.
To fly to Qatar and stay for like
$1,500
and you
to fly there
at least, and probably the World Cup is way more expensive.
Yeah.
And you go, like, the people over there, and that's forever. I go, where I don't even know where this place is, and I'm like, I would go if I could. Like, who's? And I saw these people cheering. I go, but then again, you see it cut like that, and you go, that is wild.
Yeah.
But then I bet if you talk to the guy, they go, hey, it wasn't selling.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody in here. So he goes, hey, we pay 10,000 people $100 a match and throw on a jersey.
Yep.
You go, again, it's shocking. Same with the drummer thing. It's like, but then you hear, you go,
tough look.
It's a very tough, and it's hilarious. It's cut excellently. I mean,
they hired the same people who were casting for House Hunters in Denver. They're like, what do you know about the Middle East?
You think you want a house in Qatar? Also, wildly gonna be stereotypical. It's not borderline racist to go around and go, that guy's clearly not. Like, he's like, oh, ask that guy. No, don't ask that guy. He's from there.
Yeah,
this guy to, like, go, to, like, profile everybody.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, that guy, no, not a word. Like, not from there. The Brazil thing is great,
though. I love it.
Because Brazil, you would be like, hey, like, in, who's a team that, like, I probably not have that many fans. They're like, I'm going to come beat. And they're like, nah, we don't.
Canada, baby.
Yeah, he's like, Canada. He's like, dude. I'm okay. But in 2022, every skin color is everywhere.
Yeah.
For the most part, every skin color is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, but.
Yeah. But at the FIFA World Cup, you kind of have to pay for some of those skin colors to be there.
And also, like, in this, like, if you go, where are you from? He goes, Brazil. You got to cut that. Mm-hmm. Right? Because these, like, you probably asked, you could get that store. Like, we go to stuff all the time where we, like, get like a. We do the tour of the city in cities, and we usually go to a gas station. I'll be like, what's there to do in Asheville, Tennessee, or Asheville, North Carolina?
Yeah.
And some guy goes, pretty much just drink. And then we
got it. Got what we need.
Some guy goes, oh, you should go down to the botanical gardens, and the symphony is unbelievable. We're like, oh, that's not,
yeah,
that's
someone,
not gonna,
someone else.
Cut that. Yeah. Get, so, like, you never know
how many takes.
Yeah. So you can go down to Broadway and do, like, Man on the Street. And you're like, what's the drunkest thing you've ever done? And you have to cut them into a piece of content that makes sense.
Yeah.
Which, that's still wild, though. And also, it's unfortunately, like, that story's not going to really, like, move the needle. And neither is the church thing. It's going to be like, hey, how was the Christmas program in 2022? Record numbers. And the mistake people make is kind of like, you see that, and FIFA had to respond, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they, again, you have staff meetings, and people that are the high ups are scared to death of this.
Well, and especially where Qatar's already in hot water, people think that they bribed their way into even getting this World Cup in the first place.
So, like, when like people, we've talked about this before, Alex, were like, kids or like high schoolers, like, they know how to use the internet,
right?
They're like, they know, they understand, like, bullying, they understand, like, well,
memes, like, you were talking about,
yeah, somebody tweeted this, but how many likes does it have? No, it's going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, people that, and I'm 38, so I grew up on, like, maybe the top end of people above, they don't know how to use the internet. So when they see a comedian going over there, like what they should do is about it is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's you should do not, and but they go, that's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta, yeah.
I'm reading more into it too. It says some people are claiming that the men were not explicitly paid to attend matches.
Oh, yeah.
They were given free tickets after working to build the stadiums.
Well, that's worse. We can't pay you.
It looked like the majority of the guys he interviewed were from Bangladesh and India.
Yeah.
And
So this is the opposite side of this article.
Yeah. It's not contradicting. It's giving counterpoints to that, saying no, they were paid by FIFA, but to come here and build the stadiums.
And then they're just hanging out.
Yes. And so when he asks the questions like that, like, were you paid by FIFA? Yes. Who are you rooting for? Brazil. Why? I'm here because FIFA paid me to come.
Not untrue.
Not untrue.
See, that's why this podcast, they probably did that voluntarily.
Awesome that they give them free tickets too. That's sick.
Also,
because it doesn't happen without them.
Hey, your work contract ends when the games start. But if you want to hang out,
yeah,
I'm looking at ticket sales. You want to hang out for another month, and we'll you can stay in the dorm.
That makes
Drop you off. We'll drop you off 10 jerseys and give you some tickets.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
I was gonna say it makes more sense that they're all wearing Brazil jerseys and they all like Neymar too, because they don't know the sport. Like you said, I'm a cricket fan, so like of course they just go buy the most popular jersey in the world.
Yeah, there's what is that similar to, like
LeBron?
I'm
a LeBron guy.
NBA basketball, dude, I love baseball, dude, I love Alex Rodriguez. Dude, like, I don't think he's playing it. Dude, Barry Bonds is my fit. Ken Griffey Jr. Yeah. What, he didn't play?
Like the script. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I love it.
Yeah,
on the net,
it's
a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The internet moves so fast anyways that, I mean,
yeah, so it doesn't matter.
You ever had to like try to explain to somebody something that happened
you missed it
a while back?
Dude,
do you remember? It was like everywhere. The drummers, they were like flying, and they had five. It was this church.
Next week, it's going to be irrelevant.
You know? And then, it's kind of all gone anyways.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they're going to be like, wait, what? Yeah, I forget it.
It's a whole thing. What's his name? Did a thing on it.
Did a thing. All right, you want to get to the sink one, and then we'll be done.
Sure.
The sink one's wild. I want to do that. I'll see that one.
So you asked what my TikTok feed is like. Mm-hmm. This was also right after the drummer thing. So this is a good healthy mix of what I'm looking at.
Okay. The healthiest.
This is what's it called?
So this is called an eco sink.
Okay.
And so, it's on like home DIY TikTok, which apparently
is
for me.
Which is the worst, by the way.
Yeah.
Those people are any improvement TikTok is the worst.
Yeah.
This is how to improve. And it's mostly the toxic guy. Not toxic. I wouldn't say call it toxic. It's the guys. I get a lot of that. The Grant Cardone and the guys that are like, this is how you need to
level up.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. It's like the Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
they're like Sigma. That's what
is
it
that
is.
Called?
Like Sigma TikTok is like.
Is it? That's what it's called?
Like very macho, very like be a man, all that type of stuff.
But there's the equivalent with houses.
Yes.
There's the equivalent with raising children.
Mm-hmm.
There's the equivalent.
They're like
with
experts.
Career.
Right.
I'm against expert anything. Like, hey, this is nice. TikTok, dude. Okay. We're done with our expert thing for the day.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see a squirrel riding water skis.
Yeah. Also, your 5-minute craft took 5 hours.
Yeah.
For sure.
More.
Like, yeah.
All right. So this is a guy putting mud.
Yes.
All around his sink.
Right.
Okay. And then, first of all, no one would ever do this,
right.
Ever in the history of mankind.
Right.
All right. Oh, there's mud all around it, and then he's growing, looks like moss.
Yep.
It looks like a scene out of Lord of the Rings. and then
this is what they laid Jesus in. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Does this not look like gross when it's done? I would never like bend over to wash my hands in like a pond.
Never once.
Like the edge of a lake.
And you also,
how many bugs there are in this thing?
How are you brushing your teeth in
that? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you spitting into?
Right.
Yeah.
The second sink.
How do you lean over when you got to drink something? Also, no one, I'm just going to say this out loud. No one washes their hands in their own bathroom. If you you don't wash your hands. You do that. That's a performative thing for other people.
What?
When you're at your own house, you don't wash your hands.
Well, if my rein-it-in guy is around, then I absolutely
do. Yeah, hey, wash your hands.
Yeah.
I wash my hands when my girlfriend is at my house.
Yeah, you can't be flushing and rushing when you got company open.
No, dude, they want to hear the sink.
They
gotta, look, I'm washing my hands in here.
You ever had somebody ask you what type of soap we got in there?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like, that tells you if you wash your hands.
Yeah.
What type of soap we got?
Because you don't have any.
Yeah.
No one's washing.
This
guy's washing his hands because any other thing that you could do in a sink, you can now not do.
I don't want to tell myself here, but have you ever, like, if you're in a bathroom, And you're just like turn on the water, just to let.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, don't look back there. Of course he has. Yeah, yeah.
Let
yeah.
it run for
this
like
is
a few
four
seconds.
Four dudes turn on a podcast. Yes.
You get a little theater. You get a little, yeah. theater, you
little,
get
little courtesy rush. Dusty Slay has a down. Bit about that, and especially in the airport.
Okay.
You gotta fire off the thing a little bit. Gotta go thing. Pull off the thing. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. yeah. You could argue that your hands are getting more dirty.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not even faking it in the airport. I'm not touching anything.
You just go in and go out.
Yeah. You're safer not washing your hands.
No, we're not. Yeah. I mean, there's no, this is a private. If I went into someone's house, also, it cannot, it looks very aesthetically pleasing, but that takes a long time to grow.
That's what I'm saying. This is on a 5-minute craft thing. It says it at the bottom of the video.
And it's inside a house, and bathrooms aren't known for the greatest natural light.
No.
And this takes. What, 4 months to grow?
What do you think this smells like?
And then it gets overgrown?
Yeah.
Like, God, this annoys me to death.
This is big, like, things that look cool online.
Yeah.
Never in person.
And if anybody had this, I go, where's the kitchen bathroom? I can't do anything in here.
Just be like, hey, you had some stuff on your sink. I cleaned it off while I was in there.
When's the last time you cleaned? I would say, when's the last time you cleaned? Yeah. That looks disgusting. It's like algae. Or something on the inside. If that was growing in the toilet, you'd be like, I'm going to go next door.
I bet you there's a podcast right now where people are like, this is what sinks always needed to be.
Yeah. There's the opposite of this.
We create an ecosystem that purifies itself and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, and it's better for the air. Yeah. And it's better for the, on
hey,
the
don't,
net.
Don't reinvent the wheel or the sink, dude.
Nothing worse, dude. That's
plumbers watching this like, nah.
Yeah. Plumbers watching
dude,
this.
Dude, plumbers are reeking.
They're going nuts.
Oh, they're rubbing their hands together like, I'm ready, dude. Give me a call. All that dirt get in that drain. You going to call me.
Hey, how come the, I don't know why it's all backed up. I think I know.
Well, there's your problem.
Yeah, the septic tank is backed up. I was in the guest bathroom and there's 2 pounds of dirt in there in the sink. Oh,
what
I
are you going for?
I read this. I saw it on TikTok.
Let me show you the video. Yeah. Oh, you set up a little Shrek swamp.
Oh, sorry.
You sank there. What'd you expect?
Oh, gosh. Nothing worse. All right. Sean, anything to promote, bud?
Oh, man. Nothing real. Oh, God. I got a couple of cool videos coming out soon.
Yeah, I got full videos. Yeah.
I got some videos coming out, man. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Anybody that watches my stuff, I promote people there. I go, hey, if you like my stuff, you're going to like this stuff.
I appreciate it, man.
And I think the some of the stuff where I go, I would like to see other like creators that are like Christian that are making good funny things. And I say that because if a lot of people that are making Christian things don't go after it,
right?
They don't get. No, they no, don't. No, no, no. They're just too. It doesn't like. Oh. Okay,
it's a little work. Yeah,
you gotta keep him like. But you said that the pastor, whatever, off what's his name, off the cuff pastor.
Yeah, Loose Cannon.
Loose Cannon. Got it. Off the cuff pastor. Yeah.
Same thing.
That's mine. I'm trying to steal your idea.
Oh no!
Off the cuff pastor.
We'll franchise it.
No, dude, Shama does this. No, this is off the cuff pastor. It's different.
Yeah,
but like you gotta kind of like comedy is like you gotta kind of take a shot.
Right.
And the people saying, hey, you're too far. Like now, if everybody was like, dude. Too much. Yeah. I would listen to that. But to have a handful of people in every episode, every video be like, hey, too much. I get email. Like I got a couple emails this morning from like pastors being like, hey, I like. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get not nervous, but like I'm not the creator of Christian content. But like there's guys that came before me.
Yeah.
And they were like, they thought they were the taking it to the next. I don't know, like, and I came along and like, dude, I was like, everyone thinks they're the new thing when they come onto the scene.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, but everybody thought that. Every comedian, no one's ever done anything like this. Yeah.
Dude, it's definitely a marathon, man. So, like, even watching a lot of the stuff, people have sent me ideas. We're like, dude, you should do this.
Yeah.
And I've sent them one of your videos.
And we've
like,
done that.
Hey, you already done that.
Yeah, you already done that.
Yeah, and keep up.
I'm trying to think of who else that we should shout out people should go follow. The people like.
Oh man, hopefully I'm hoping I'm not burning.
Yeah, should we do this or no?
People in this space?
No, the guys that are good. The other guy, the Christian content that make it good. I like the Church Chad guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, do you know him?
Stuff. I don't know him. No.
He's funny. No. I think a lot of his stuff is funny.
Yeah.
I think what's her name? I can't remember her name. She's funny, I guess. Yeah, I see her stuff. I go, I love it.
Yeah, there's like a handful of people who
that are making
who
are funny
like,
stuff.
Making fun. Yeah, more than anything. Yeah, it's a marathon, man. So even watching the stuff that you've made in the past, that I'm like, it's super funny.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm like, oh, he tapped into something way back when that kind of, I mean, really kind of opened up the doors for a lot of stuff.
But
like,
Tim Hawkins did it for me.
On. Yeah,
he did it before me. So he like,
yeah. I think everybody's just kind of like kind of picking up and.
Yeah.
More than anything, I'm like, hey, let's Google search it to make sure that nobody else has done it beforehand.
Yeah. I see some of the, like the, sometimes I see I did that like 5 years ago.
Right. Right.
Like this is like the hack, like, oh
yeah.
Like when I started doing like, guy in a church parking lot or like, I will, in the name of Jesus, I will run over a kid or something. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. And then you're like, all right, what's like the, where's this like going?
It's been fun, man. It's been fun to like, I feel like it's like this, I mean, I just met you like last weekend, but I'm like, it's like we've been a part of this group project.
For
like years.
And whenever you find another guy, you go, yeah, come on in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's doing it.
It was fun, man. Yeah. It's been a blast. You're working on that video and stuff too. So.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Well, I sent something. I go, hey, I'm going to monitor these comments and everyone that says this comment was the best. And if I didn't write it, I'm going to be pissed.
Dude, that's the way. I love working with Chase and PD and Robert, who
the squad. Write
and produce for me and, with me and my friend Andrew. But
dude,
there's something about like opening it up, man, and letting people kind of go wild and build.
And like, I said, we had an edit of that video. And I go, well, let's do a collab post on Instagram.
Yeah.
But if you want to cut it different for your Facebook, that I would cut mine different for my Facebook. So you have, that's the whole thing. You cut it up the way you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the cut, man. I love the cut. I think it turned out awesome.
We did good work.
We left a lot of stuff on the cutting room floor. Yeah. I cut it together. So
well, we're going to go, we're going to watch your set tonight at Zany's and then next week we'll break it down.
Awesome.
Without you.
Oh, no.
No, just kidding.
No. Make it a shaky camera in the back room.
Look at this. And we'll cut
body
up,
language.
We'll cut up just the pieces that could be cancelable and post.
Of course.
Look at this guy.
Of course.
Yeah. Just in the theme of this whole pod. Anyway, thanks for coming aboard, dude.
Thanks for having me, man. I love the podcast. I'm a fan. Alex, you're hilarious, bro.
My man, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for coming, dude.
John, you already knew that.
Thanks, buddy. We'll keep it going.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.